Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. And let us welcome Anne Marie Gardiner, who is the Director of Development for the Sisters of Charity of New York, and located on Riverdale Avenue in the Bronx. Anne Marie, you're very welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, Adrian.
Listen, just want to maybe start off by saying that there aren't that many bicentennial celebrations in the history of New York to begin with, but there will be a week from tomorrow, next Sunday, and perhaps you can tell us about the two bicentennials, one shared history, and the day of celebration coming up.
Well, yes, on November 22nd, Sunday, the Sisters of Charity of New York will jointly be celebrating with St. Patrick's Old Cathedral in down on Mott Street with 200 years of together servicing and educating the people of New York. The Sisters of Charity came to New York in 1817, and so although we're celebrating our 200th anniversary a little bit earlier, we're so happy to be a part of the cathedral celebration on that day. Archbishop Hughes was instrumental in building that cathedral, and our Sister of Charity, Sister Angela Hughes, was his sister. So as you can see, our history goes back many, many years.
Yes, yes, indeed. And, of course, when we speak of Archbishop Hughes, we should point out, of course, that he was an Ulster man. And, if you go back to that period, and to be known as Dagger Hughes, that might be an indication of the type of person he was, and fill us in a little bit on that.
Well, actually, you know, my history is basically with the Sister of Charity, although Archbishop was very supportive of course, Catholic education and the work that the sisters were doing in New York at that time. I really can't speak to Archbishop's personality or the work that he has done, but our history does intertwine throughout the early years of the 1800s.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Sisters of Charity, where did they come from? Were they founded here? Tell us about that.
Sure. We were, the Sisters of Charity were founded by Elizabeth Ann Seton. She was the first, she founded the first religious community of women in the United States, actually in Emmitsburg, Maryland. In 1817, Mother Seton sends three sisters to her native New York. Mother Seton was born and raised in New York, and at that time in 1817, they began the work of the first Catholic orphan asylum in St. Patrick's Parish on Prince and Mott Street. So that's, again, the connection with the old cathedral. That's where it all began for the Sisters of Charity of New York.
Now, the Sisters of Charity Federation indeed incorporates 12 other congregations as well. Represents approximately 4,000 vowed members and an additional 700 lay associates, affiliates for women religious congregations throughout North America. These members really follow the path set by, now of course we can call her Saint Elizabeth Seton, or indeed Saint Vincent de Paul as well. What's the connection there?
Well, St. Vincent de Paul in France started a community of women who fit the needs of that time. There were orphans, there were poor children, poor people who needed help. And St. Vincent saw that. St. Vincent was the one to really roll up his sleeves and get the work done, be on the street with the people. Elizabeth Ann Seton took upon herself to follow his example and gathered women together who formed these religious orders and followed his tradition of helping the poor and getting on the streets, getting their hands dirty and living with among the people.
Now, when we go and when we reflect for that for this bicentennial, we really also have to think of a different New York. The what would be known now as the southern part of New York. That was the bulk of it. I mean, the old St. Patrick's Cathedral would be closer to the north end of Manhattan at that time. Mm-hmm. A little bit about old St. Patrick's Cathedral, again, and its significance.
Well, yeah, the cathedral was built with the blood, sweat, and tears of poor immigrants, basically poor Irish immigrants. And so the cathedral holds a great deal of sentiment to Irish Americans and to the Sisters of Charity, because those were the people to whom they were serving. These immigrants came with nothing, and the sisters sought to help them with food and with housing, and that's the work that they continue today. It's just evolved that much more in today's world.
Now, we should point out here that what will be taking place next Sunday is really, it's also a theatrical presentation of the two bicentennials. Again, compliments of our friend Thorlough McConnell. So it really it will be like a pageant, and it will be a recreation of and obviously a celebration of the two bicentennial events. Wrapped into one. Give us the schedule, if you will.
We're very excited about this event on the 22nd. It's actually more like an oral history of the Sisters of Charity from 1817 to the present. And what we're doing with this theatrical presentation is bringing that history alive. The theatrical presentation is by invitation only, but the exhibit will be in the Sheen Center from that time on, from November 22nd into January, where others can go to the Sheen Center to see this exhibit. And I'm happy to say that today we found out that we will be able to bring this exhibit to the cathedral on November 22nd. Right before the Vespers take place at the cathedral. So this theatrical presentation takes place around 12:30,
right.
Lasts till about 2 o'clock, and then everyone moves to the cathedral for Vespers, where they'll take over and start their celebration with Archbishop Hughes.
Now, the Sheen Center for Thought and Culture. That's located actually at 18 Bleecker Street. And this is the new arts center, and it consists of two theater spaces. Sheen Center, excuse me, The Sheen Center strives to highlight, though, the good, the true, the beautiful, and the beautifulness of the qualities that have been expressed through the ages. Again, this is new, and at the Sheen Center, you know, well worth visiting and seeing anyway. But tell us about the exhibit.
The exhibit consists of 12 panels, which tells the story of the Sisters of Charity of New York through words and pictures. We've, of course, you know, 200 years of history could be rooms and rooms of pictures and text, but we've tried to take out the most significant and important events throughout our history to place on these panels to educate the people of New York and anyone who comes as a visitor to New York.
Mm-hmm.
This exhibit will be of interest to anyone with a history background, with an artistic background. There's just so much to see and to offer with this exhibit.
Charla McConnell is the curator and the producer of the exhibition How the Nuns of New York Came, the Gangs of New York. And this early history of the Sisters of Charity of New York, as that opens at the Sheen Center, on again, as we say, all of this beginning a new era on the 22nd and running through January. Now, the same Charla, he developed a monumental legacy. That was the history of the building of St. Patrick's Cathedral, and that was an exhibition that we witnessed at the Consulate of Ireland in 2013,
uh-huh.
And now at St. Patrick's Rectory at 263 Mulberry Street. Now, both of the celebrations of both of these are actually pretty much in the same neighborhood.
Yes, they are. Yes, within blocks of one another.
The take us to the beginning and to what the sisters set out to do. And were these sisters, have many of them come from, were they immigrants themselves? How were they recruited?
Yes, Mother Seton did recruit immigrants from Ireland, from England, and because of the need she saw, because she was a native New Yorker and saw what was happening with the immigrant population. So early on in their history, the sisters came only a few at a time, maybe two or three at a time, and were set to work right away to address the needs of the people. So very early on, they sought to establish schools for poor children, because at that time only the wealthy could educate their children. So Mother Seton was the one that started, you know, a free school for children and a Catholic school for children.
Right.
So their needs, the sisters met the needs of education first and then also nursing. They established hospitals in New York in addition to schools and, you know, just carried that forth throughout the years, establishing more schools, more hospitals, and again, social services for the needs of the poor.
Right. Now, this is not for just for the Catholic poor. This is for the poor. But it can be attributed to the sisters that this would be in conjunction with Old St. Patrick's Cathedral and indeed Bishop Hughes. This would have been the beginning of the parochial, the Catholic schools and hospitals, which obviously over 200 years have thrived very, very much, not only in America, but throughout the world. But it all began pretty much in this area for New York, with a close eye, of course, on the Battery and on the points of entry from primarily the European countries, and in terms of numbers, Ireland would have been rated as very much the top rung there of immigrants entering the great city of New York. The celebration, indeed, is one, not only is it historic, but it also it patches in a great period, a beginning period in New York City of what would turn out to be the great symbol and indeed the beginning of, you know, of catering to and having immigrants part of what is historic in itself. 200 years of celebration in New York. The Basilica of Old St. Patrick's Cathedral, 1815 to 2015, and indeed very shortly thereafter, the Sisters of Charity of New York from 1817 to, of course, 2017. So it can be pretty much, we can, on Mott Street, the Vespers will be celebrated by another great cardinal, our own Timothy Cardinal Dolan. And then there will be an unveiling. Tell us about that, the unveiling of the memorial.
The unveiling by sculptor Rowan Gillespie. Rowan was commissioned to create a statue of Archbishop Hughes, which will be unveiled that day after Vespers in the courtyard of the cathedral.
This is something we look forward to very much, and I would say that it would be, I want to give a telephone number indeed for anybody who would like to get in touch with, because this is being organized and presented primarily by Charles McConnell, and his website is Tarlough McConnell, I'll spell it for you, TURLOUGHMCCONNELL.com, or a telephone number, which is 917-873-6623. And, Anne-Marie, this is a big occasion. What you might be able to tell us, of course, is about the very famous institution of the Seton of Sister of Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton and the educational facility in Riverdale.
Yes, we have Mount Saint Vincent College up in beautiful Riverdale in the Bronx. Right on the water. It's a coeducational college, which offers a terrific nursing program as well as undergraduate degrees in other areas. We invite anyone to come up and visit us at the campus. There's lots to see, and sisters still participate in the college life and the college education.
We look forward, and that is a week from tomorrow. Again, friends, this is on November 22nd And it starts really at 12:30, but the open to the public you have from 2:30.
Yes.
Am I right? 2:30 on, and that will take place at the Basilica of All Saint Patrick's Cathedral. Thank you. I'm Marie Gardiner, and good luck to you. I know that we've all been looking forward very much to this project, and again, Rowan Gillespie being probably among the most noted sculptors that the unveiling is going to be. Let's call it a big deal, because after 200 years, this is something that is going to be of great interest to everybody. And thank you for joining us again, our guest friends, Anne-Marie Gardiner, who is the Director of Development for the Sisters of Charity of New York, and again, which is 718-879-5262, and your email, amgardiner, G-A-R-D-I-N-E-R, at scny.org. Thank you for joining us. And
thank you very much, Adrian. I appreciate you having us, having the time for me today.
And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.